Today's reading begins at the end of Esther, chapter 10, verse 1, and then we're going to go into the book of Job. King Ahasuerus imposed tax on the land and on the coastlands of the sea, and all the acts of his power and might, and the full account of the high honor of Mordecai, to which the king advanced him, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia? For Mordecai the Jew was second in rank to King Ahasuerus, and he was great among the Jews and popular with the multitude of his brothers, for he sought the welfare of his people and spoke peace to all of his people. Job 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil. There were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He possessed 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 female donkeys, and very many servants, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the east. His sons used to go and hold a feast in the house of each one on his day, and they would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And when the days of the feast had run their course, Job would send and consecrate them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did continually. There was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "From where have you come?" Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? But there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil." Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for no reason? Have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your hand. Only against him do not stretch out your hand." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. So this is a very short reading for today, but consider that we've tied up the story of Esther. Mordecai has gone from being the guy despised by the official to being second to the king, an honor that is placed upon him of the type of man that he is, and that he's a faithful man to God. Again, God is not mentioned in the book of Esther, but it's obvious that he's there. It's obvious that he's working for his remnant of people, and that Mordecai is faithful to him. Both Esther and Mordecai played a very important role in God's plan to take care of that remnant. Now we begin the book of Job as well. We get basically this introduction to Job. Job is very wealthy. Job has a large family. Job has everything, in at least the way that the world would call it. But this does not distract him from serving God. He is very diligent. So much so that even when his children hold a feast and they finish, he makes offerings for them just in case. And when we are presented with this scene of God and Satan having this discussion about Job, God calls him blameless and upright, fears God, turns away from evil. Just that description alone tells us a lot about Job. But Satan presents this query. "Haven't you put a hedge around him? Isn't that really why he serves you?" That's what Satan begins to ask. So Satan tells him, "Look, take away all of these things that you have blessed him with, and then he would curse you." Now, you and I have read Job before, and so we know that's not the case. But that's what Satan is thinking. So God basically agrees to allow Satan to go against Job with limitations. And so we will continue that story in tomorrow's reading. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.